Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of March 5th, and we are live here with the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I want to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard again tonight. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Derek. Hey, quick shout out to Eric for filling in last week. I had to take off early and appreciated him helping out. And we're here tonight. The cream of the crop has risen to the top, and we're going to see who can't be stopped. And I think tomorrow we'll celebrate with a little bit of pizza.
That's right. Yeah, tomorrow a big thank you to Cusimano's Pizza. They are supplying pizza at the station for the players tomorrow, the two schools in the final, but also for all the other schools that participated this year. They're open to come to the station and enjoy the pizza. So big thank you to Cusimano's for supplying that for all the kids. We call that the producer's party, Randy's producer's party, and because Randy was responsible for setting that up. So thank you, Randy.
All the shout-outs from the kids, I had to give them back something.
Yeah, all the shout-outs from the kids inspired you to do it. And so we thank you for organizing that. And again, thank you, Cusimano's, for supplying the pizza. It's going to be delicious. And let's see, Cusimano's, just a little shout-out to them. They have three locations there: on Maple Ridge Road in Medina, on Lake Road in Brockport, and then Robinson Road here in Lockport. And their pizza is delicious. And if you're interested in ever getting some Cusimano's and you want a deal on the pizza, you can tune in to Randy's show, which is Dial a Deal on Saturday mornings. And he's usually got a deal that you can get on that show for Cusimano's pizza. So a little shout out to Randy's show there. But yeah, we're excited for the pizza party tomorrow, and we're excited for the final tomorrow. Tonight is the playoff, which means the three teams here playing tonight are playing for a spot in the final against Wilson, who has secured their spot by ending the season at the first seed. The three schools tonight are Starpoint, Medina, and Clarence. We have Starpoint coached by Al Franco, and Starpoint has been in the final for the last 2 years, so they are trying to see if they can make it to the final for a third time in a row, and maybe even win the whole thing. And they end the season at the second seed, and so they'll get the privilege during the second round of going first. We have Medina, coached by Jeff Dole, and Medina has won the Scholastic Bowl the last 2 years, so they're seeing if they can do a three-peat here, and they're hoping to make it to the final as well. They end the season at the third seed. And last but not least, we have Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols. This is Clarence's first year in a while, certainly the first time that we've had them since I've been here. And so it's great to have them this year. And they just clinched that final playoff spot in the very last season match that we had last week. And they ended up playing against Starpoint and Medina and winning that match. They were the champions of that match, and so they're hoping to progress to the finals. And you know, anything could happen. So that's sort of what makes this season extra exciting, is that we've had a lot of twists and turns, and there seems to be sort of an even playing field, and really any school could win it. So anything could happen tonight, and I'm excited to see what does happen. Before we start, I want to just we'll thank the sponsors after we take a look at who's on each team. So let's start with that. Starpoint, who do we have here?
Hello, my name is Frankie. I am a senior. I would like to shout out our amazing coach, Mr. Franco, and my parents that are hopefully listening right now. And for our question today, we are going to be doing our favorite wing sauce, so I'm going to be going medium hot from Duff's.
I'm Aiden. I'm a senior, and my favorite wing sauce would be mild. I'm Zach. I'm a senior, and my favorite wing sauce is honey barbecue.
Ooh, okay. And Zach, any news from Starpoint?
Yes, our play Mamma Mia will premiere Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Shannon Zugelder, an indoor track athlete, is running at regionals in Boston. Girls varsity basketball team just won sectionals, and they will play at the Finger Lakes on Friday. We want to shout out to the Anastasis who've been listening all season. And I think I'm going to have to shout out our coach, Mr. Franco.
I like that you had to think about that. All right. On to Medina. Who do we have here on this team?
I'm Alex. I'm a senior from Medina, and I would like to thank everybody who has tuned in and supported us all through the years.
I'm Cole Hughes. I'm a freshman.
I'm Dan. I'm a junior, and shout out to my family in the Philippines.
All right. Excellent. Are they listening? Do you know? Oh, awesome. Okay. Very cool. And Alex, any news from Medina?
Spring sports start on March 11th. Our Winter Guard has their home show this Saturday in Medina this weekend, and practices are in full swing for the musical Les Miserables. Performances will take place next week on March 15th, 16th, and 17th. And finally, shout out to Randy in the booth.
Yes, excellent. All right. And last but not least, Clarence, who do we have here on Clarence?
Adriana Colafranceschi. I'm a junior, and I'd like to give a shout out to Gabby, Jamie, my family, my friends, my teachers, Mighty Taco, Randy, who's not in his usual booth, and very importantly, Mrs. Nichols, for everything that she's done for us these past few years, and we are wishing her a happy retirement.
Oh, is this your final year? Oh, so we might not see you again for Scholastic Bowls in the future. Oh. Well, that's very sad, but it's bittersweet. It's exciting also. All right, excellent. And
hi, I'm Gabby. I'm a junior. I'd like to shout out my mom, my friends, Adriana and Jamie, as well as my physics teacher, Randy, and Miss Nichols.
All right, excellent.
Hi, I'm Jamie, and I'd like to shout out Mr. Chambers, Miss Nichols, my family, Gabby, Adriana, and of course, Randy.
All right. And Adriana, any news from Clarence?
Yes. Our musical Aida is going to happen in April. Next week, Science Olympiad's going to States, and there is going to be a badminton tournament at the school on Friday.
All right. Excellent. So those are our teams. Big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the ice jam and public skate tickets throughout the season. Also, thank you to Cusimano's, who's supplying the pizza for tomorrow. Big thank you to Tony Martin Awards, who's supplying the big trophy for tomorrow. They always do a nice job. They've been doing our trophies for the last 2 years, and they've been doing a great job with that. So big thank you to Tony Martin Awards. We're playing the final tomorrow. We're playing for that trophy, and we're playing for that $1,000 grand prize. So it's a lot's at stake, and hopefully makes it all the more exciting. All right, so let's get started here with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every three buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. And remember, once again, I know I've said this many times, but just a reminder that the scores at the end of round one will have no impact on the order of round two. Starpoint will go first no matter what, followed by Medina and Clarence. So at this point, we're just trying to get as many points as possible. All right, let's get started with our first buzzer question. All right, 4 5 points. This stringy connective tissue has types such as medial collateral and anterior cruciate. What do we call such tissues that fasten bones? And we have Cole from Medina.
Ligaments.
Ligaments is correct. 5 points there to Medina. And we move to the next question. All right, 4 5 points. The jingle, red next to yellow will kill a fellow, red next to black won't hurt Jack, tells you all you need to distinguish what deadly poisonous American snake from its near lookalike. Once again, the jingle. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Coral snake.
Coral snake is correct. 5 points there to Starpoint. On to the next question. All right, 4 5 points. The suspension of a sentence allowing a convicted offender freedom based on continuing accountability to the authorities is called what? Once again, the suspension of a sentence. And we have Alex from Medina.
A stay.
A stay, no. The suspension of a sentence allowing a convicted offender freedom based on continuing accountability to the authorities is called what? We have Star Point or Clarence a chance at this. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
House arrest.
House arrest, no. And Starpoint a chance at this before we move on. All right, Zach from Starpoint.
Bail.
Bail, nope. We were looking for probation on that one, so we'll move on to the next question. All right, for 5 points. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine named this song the third greatest of all time. Mentioned are the possibilities of No Countries, No Possessions. And we have Jameson from Clarence.
John Lennon's Imagine.
That is correct. Imagine, yes. 5 points there. To Clarence, and on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, what country has the Sea of Okhotsk to its north, the Pacific Ocean to its east? All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Japan.
Japan is correct. 5 points there to Medina. On to the next question. This character decides to adopt a child when he sees how poorly she is treated. During the June uprising of 1823, he asks to execute a captive whom he then releases. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean is correct. 5 points there to Medina. That brings Medina to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Medina, for 15 possible points. Hall of Fame baseball players Ozzie Smith, Satchel Paige, Willie McAvoy, and Henry Aaron were all born in this city. It's called the City of Six Flags because six governments have controlled it. Name this city, Alabama's only seaport. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Mobile.
Mobile is correct. Yep, 15 points there to Medina. All right, back to a buzzer question for 5 points. Although it took the 16th Amendment to make federal income tax constitutional, the first such tax dates back to the U.S. president who coincidentally died in office on April 15th. Name this 19th century leader. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
William Henry Harrison.
Harrison, no. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
Zachary Taylor.
Zachary Taylor, no. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln, yes, is correct. 5 points there to Medina, and on to the next question. All right, for 5 points, what's the minimum number of parts you can get by dividing a plane by four lines? What's the minimum number of parts you can get by dividing a plane by four lines? All right, Alex from Medina.
Five.
Five is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Medina. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, this city's Hypocenter Park marks the exact point above which the explosion occurred, while a bell in its Fukasai-ji Temple. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Hiroshima.
Hiroshima, no. We have Zach from Starpoint.
Nagasaki.
Nagasaki is correct. 5 points there to Starpoint. On to the next question. For 5 points, the Aztecs treated Cortez well after he landed on the coast of Mexico because they thought he was which god? All right, we have Dan from Medina.
Quetzalcoatl.
That's correct, Quetzalcoatl. 5 points there to Medina. That brings Medina to another bonus question. So this is just for you, Medina, for 15 possible points. The direct object of a verb in the active voice becomes what in the passive voice? Once again, the direct object of a verb in the active voice becomes what in the passive voice? I'll give you 10 seconds.
What is it? What would be a tense?
A noun.
A noun? Oh, we were looking for the subject for that one. The subject. All right. Back to a buzzer question. All right, this is back open for anyone for 5 points. Measurements of galactic radial velocities and redshift in nearby galaxies provide evidence for this concept. Powered by dark energy, it's... All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
The universe is expanding.
That is correct. Yep, expansion of the universe. 5 points there to Clarence. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, Homo blank became the first of man's ancestors to tame fire about 500,000 years ago. It was named for its upright posture. We have Alex from Medina.
Homo erectus.
Homo erectus is correct. 5 points there to Medina. On to the next question. All right, for 5 points, both the mother and father have the blood type AB. What is the percent chance that their baby will be type A? Once again, both the mother and father have the blood type AB. We have Adriana from Clarence.
25%.
25% is correct. 5 points there to Clarence. And a chance at a bonus question. So this is just for you, Clarence, for 15 possible points. Except for Peter II, all Russian czars from Peter the Great to Alexander II are buried where? I'll give you 10 seconds.
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg is correct. 15 points there to Clarence, and back to a buzzer question. All right, back open for anyone here for 5 points. Ricardo's Iron Law of Wages was based on the pessimistic conclusions of this other economist. We have Zach from Starpoint.
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith, no. In one of his works, he claims that moral restraint and disease are the only way to avoid crisis because food supply increases arithmetically, while population grows geometrically. Who was this British economist who predicted mass starvation in an essay on the principle of population? Once again, who was this British economist who predicted mass starvation in an essay on the principle of population? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer here, Thomas Malthus. Thomas Malthus. All right, on to the next question. All right, and this is the final buzzer question for round one for 5 points. Under constant acceleration, a truck attained a speed of 50 miles per hour in 20 seconds after starting from rest. How many more seconds will be required for it to reach a speed of 80 miles per hour? Once again, under constant acceleration, a truck attained a speed of 50 miles per hour in 20 seconds after starting from rest. How many more seconds? We have Alex from Medina.
15.
15, no. How many more seconds will be required for it to reach a speed of 80 miles per hour? Starpoint or Clarence? All right, Zach from Starpoint.
12.
12 seconds is correct. 5 points there to Starpoint, and that brings you to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Starpoint, for 15 possible points. In a Russian opera, the city of Kitez, spelled K-I-T-E-Z-H, has this magical quality like an H.G. Wells title character. What quality? Once again, in a Russian opera, the city of Kitez has this magical quality like an H.G. Wells title character. What quality? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Magic spoon.
Magic spoon. No, we were looking for the quality invisible was the answer to that. All right. And now we enter into the audio question. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil there in front of you. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I'll play the excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, discuss with your team the answer and lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question here for 30 points. What song did the Beatles release 8 days before starting work on Help? Once again, what song did the Beatles release 8 days before starting work on Help? And here is the excerpt.
Hold me, love me, hold me,
All right. Once again, what song did the Beatles release 8 days before starting work on Help? We're going to need the title of the song, and that title's got to be exactly correct to count. So make sure there are no additional words in the title. I'll give you 10 seconds. All right, everyone's locking in. All right, everyone's locked in. It looks like we'll start with Star Point. Ain't That the Truth? A Medina, Love Baby, and Clarence, I Need You. What was it? I Need Your Love. All right, the answer here, there were clues in the question. The answer here, 8 days a week is the name of that tune. So those points will go unawarded, and we're going to take a short break, and when we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Be sure you're listening weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for A Faith Moment with Pastor Kevin Wing. A Faith Moment is a brief thought that Pastor Kevin wants to share with you that may be helpful throughout your day. Perhaps an answer to a question that you're dealing with, or maybe just an encouraging word. Join Pastor Kevin Wing from Christ Community Church in Lockport weekday mornings right after the 9 o'clock news for the next Faith Moment right here on WLVL.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio.
Tradio, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WLVL 1340 a.m. Class is back in session. Welcome back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confer Plastics. Also, a special thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the tickets to all the contestants throughout the semester for Public Skate and Ice Jam. Also, special thanks to Cusimano's for supplying pizza to the participants and all the Scholastic Bowlers of the season tomorrow after the final match. And special thank you to Tony Martin Awards for supplying the trophy for tomorrow's final match. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Star Point, coached by Al Franco, Medina, coached by Jeff Dole, and Clarence, coached by Mary Nichols. So after round one, the current score is Medina takes an early lead with 50, followed by Clarence 30 and Starpoint 15. Once again, Medina 50, Clarence 30, Starpoint 15. But we still have a long way to go. Let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. And because this is the playoff, we're going to let Starpoint go first because they end the season at the second seed, followed by Medina and then Clarence. So Starpoint, you get to choose your category first. The choices are science, candy, jazz, or when. Give you a few moments to discuss and let me know.
We'll do when.
When. All right. So, Starpoint, for this category, you're going to give me the year in which each significant event occurred. So, I'm going to give you a significant event. You're going to give me the year. All right. Sound good?
Good.
All right. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. The category is when, and the first question is atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima.
1945.
That is correct. Next question. Radiation disaster at Chernobyl nuclear power plant?
1986.
That is correct. Next question. Napoleon's final defeat at Waterloo?
1815.
That is correct. Next question. Pompeii destruction after eruption of Mount Vesuvius?
383 BC.
That is incorrect. Next question. U.S.-backed invasion by Cuban exiles at the Bay of Pigs?
62.
That is incorrect. Next question. King John sealed the Magna Carta at Runnymede?
1216.
That is incorrect. Next question. Guernica bombed by German planes.
1936.
That is incorrect. Next question. Green Bay defeated Kansas City in Super Bowl I.
1964.
Incorrect. Next one. John Brown raided the armory at Harper's Ferry.
1860.
Incorrect. And last one. First nuclear explosion at Alamogordo Test Range, New Mexico. I'll give you a chance to answer that.
1944.
That is incorrect, and that'll do it for your round. We move now to Medina. Your categories are science, candy, and jazz.
Do you know your candy?
I do candy.
Okay, candy.
All right, candy. So for this category, Medina, I'll name the letters of the candy minus vowels, spaces, and punctuations. You identify the candy. All right, so I'm going to give you the letters of the candy minus vowels, spaces, and punctuations. You have to identify the candy. I will give you, I'll start the timer after I complete the first question. Once again, your category is candy, and the first question is GBRS.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah. Incorrect. Next one, JNRMNTS. JNRMNTS.
Pass.
SMRTS.
Smarties.
Smarties is correct. Next question. CRMLL.
Pass.
Next one. MLKYWY.
Milky Way.
That is correct. Next one. DTS.
Dots.
Dots.
Dots is correct. Next one. RL.
Rolo.
Rolo is correct. Next one. TTSRLL.
Skittles.
Incorrect. Next one. MNDS.
Mounds.
Mounds is correct. And last one. RHDS. RHDS.
Pass.
All right. And that'll do it for your category. Last but not least, Clarence, we have science or jazz?
Science.
Science. All right. All right, so Clarence, I will start that 60-second timer after I ask the first question. Your category is science, and your first question is, arc welders emit what kind of radiation that may cause temporary blindness?
Alpha.
Alpha?
Incorrect. Next question. Which oath of ethics taken by doctors is named after an ancient Greek physician?
Hippocratic.
That is correct. Next question. Sound travels 2.7 times faster in this gas than in air, so inhaling it makes your voice higher.
Helium.
That is correct. Next question. Exobiology is the study of what?
Exoskeletons.
Incorrect. Next one. What kills virtually all life forms in an autoclave?
Pass.
All right, next question. Which gas prevents hemoglobin from supplying oxygen to the body?
Nitrogen.
Incorrect. Which? Next question. Which part of the eye is responsible for refraction?
Iris.
Retina.
Incorrect. Next question. To which color of the visible spectrum is the human eye most sensitive?
Red.
Red.
Incorrect. Next question. Because the sun is farther away, its influence on which phenomenon is only about, and I'll finish the question here, only about half that of the moon?
Tides
is correct. All right, now we enter into the redemption buzzer round, where all the incorrectly asked questions will be up for grabs. I will be asking the questions in the same order that they appeared, and I will announce every time I clear the buzzer. So if you've memorized the order and know the answer, feel free to buzz in before I ask the question. I will now clear the buzzers for the first question. All right, Cole from Medina.
79 AD.
79 AD is correct. The question was Pompeii destruction after eruption of Mount Vesuvius. 10 points there to Medina. I will clear the buzzers. U.S.-backed... All right, we have Alex from Medina.
1961.
61 is correct. U.S.-backed invasion by Cuban exiles at the Bay of Pigs. 10 points there to Medina. I will clear the buzzers. All right, we have Cole from Medina.
1214.
1214, no. All right, Zach from Starpoint.
1215.
1215 was what we were looking for there. The question, King John sealed the Magna Carta at Runnymede. 1215. I will clear the buzzers. All right, Guernica bombed by... And we have Zach from Starpoint.
1938.
38, no. All right, Alex from Medina.
1937.
37 is correct. Yes, 10 points there. To Medina, I will clear the buzzers. Green Bay defeated and we have Cole from Medina.
1967.
67 is correct. Green Bay defeated Kansas City in Super Bowl I. 10 points there to Medina. I'll clear the buzzers. John Brown raided the armory at Harper's Ferry. All right, we have Cole from Medina.
1858.
No. All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
1861.
1861, no. That leaves Clarence a chance at this. John Brown raided the armory at Harper's Ferry. Give you a moment. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
1854.
1854, nope. We were so close. 1859. Clearing the buzzers. All right, first nuclear... All right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
1945.
1945 is correct. The question was first nuclear explosion at Alamogordo Test Range, New Mexico. 1945 is correct. 10 points there. To start points and clearing the buzzers. GBRS. All right, Cole from Medina.
Jawbreakers.
Jawbreakers, no. GBRS. Clarence or Starpoint, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Gabby from Clarence.
Gobbers.
I'm going to throw this to the coaches. Answers goobers, no. Okay, all right, we'll throw that one out then. Should I replace it with something? No, just move on. Okay, all right, on to the next one. Clearing the buzzers. All right, Frankie from Starpoint.
Junior Mints
is correct. The question was JNRMNTS. Junior Mints, 10 points there to Starpoint. Clearing the buzzers. All right, CRMLL. CRMLL. All right, to Frankie from Starpoint.
Caramels,
no. Medina or Clarence, a chance at this. CRMLL. All right, Jameson from Clarence.
Caramel rolls,
no. And Medina, chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. Caramello was that one. All right, clearing the buzzers. TTSRLL. All right, we have Cole from Medina.
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Roll is correct. Yes, 10 points there to Medina and clearing the buzzers. RHDS. All right. Aiden from Starpoint.
Roundhouse.
Roundhouse? No. Medina or Clarence, a shot at this. RHDS. Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Alex from Medina.
Airheads.
Airheads is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Medina. All right, clearing the buzzers. Arc welders emit what kind of radiation that may cause temporary... All right, Zach from Starpoint.
Gamma.
Gamma, no. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Beta radiation.
Beta, no. And Medina, chance at this. Arc welders emit what kind of radiation that may cause temporary blindness? All right, Alex.
Alpha radiation.
Alpha, nope. We were looking for ultraviolet radiation for that one. All right, clearing the buzzers. Exobiology is the study of what? We have Zach from Starpoint.
Insects.
Insects, nope. Medina or Clarence, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we have Alex from Medina.
Surrounding environment.
Surrounding environment, can you be more specific?
Of an organism.
No. All right, and Clarence, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Adriana from Clarence.
Like biodiversity.
Can you be more specific?
Biomes?
Biomes. I don't think that's specific enough. What we're looking for is the potential for life on other planets specifically. So those points will go unawarded. I will move to the next question, clearing the buzzers. All right. What kills virtually all life forms in an autoclave? What kills virtually all life forms in an autoclave? All right, Zach from Starpoint.
An asteroid.
Asteroid, no. All right, Adriana from Clarence.
Salt.
Salt, no. And Medina, chance at this before we move on. All right, Alex from Medina.
Solar flare.
Solar flare, nope. We were looking for heat for that one. On to the next question, clearing the buzzers. Which gas? All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide is correct. The question was, which gas prevents hemoglobin from supplying oxygen to the blood? 10 points there to Clarence and clearing the buzzers. All right, which part of the eye is responsible? And we have Aiden from Starpoint.
Iris.
Iris, no. All right, Alex from Medina.
Cornea.
Cornea, no. And Clarence, a chance at this. Which part of the eye is responsible for refraction? We have Jameson from Clarence.
The pupil.
Pupil, nope. We were looking for lens. Lens. All right, and on to the final question. All right, and we have Aiden from Starpoint.
Blue.
Blue, no. We have Gabby from Clarence.
Purple.
Purple, no. And Medina, two. And we have Alex from Medina.
Yellow.
Yellow. Nope, we were looking for green. The question was, to which color of the visible spectrum is the human eye most sensitive? Green. Those points will go unawarded. And that'll do it for round two. We're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roihart!
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. ConferPlastics.com.
Genesee your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We are live with the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. We have just finished rounds one and two. The current score is Medina maintained their lead with 160, followed by Starpoint 75 and Clarence 70. Once again, Medina 160, Starpoint 75, Clarence 70. We've got one more round to go, and these schools are playing for that spot in the final match, which is tomorrow against Wilson. So tomorrow's going to be a head-to-head, one-on-one match, and one of the schools here tonight will the winning school will play them tomorrow for the $1,000 grand prize and the trophy from Tony Martin Awards. But everyone who has participated in Scholastic Bowl this year is welcome to join in on the Cusimano's Pizza that will be hosted at the station. So that will be tomorrow. But today we have one more round to go. That's round three. Round three is a buzzer round similar to round one, except now there are eight buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each. After every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. So let's get started here with round three. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. What 11-letter legal term means the giving up of either property or one's family with no intent? All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Relinquish.
Relinquish, no. With no intent to return. Once again, what 11-letter legal term means the giving up of either property or one's family with no intent to return? We have Alex from Medina.
Abandonment.
Abandonment is correct. 10 points there to Medina. And here is your bonus question, Medina, for 20 possible points. Henry, son of King Manuel I, led the Inquisition in his country before ruling it. Name the country. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Spain.
Or
Portugal.
Spain.
Spain is not correct. The answer here, Portugal. So those points will go unawarded, and we return back to a buzzer question. This is back open for anyone for 10 points. What three-syllable word starting with C refers to a set of cast bells hung in a tower and played by a keyboard? We have Jameson from Clarence.
Chimes.
Chimes, no. So Medina or Starpoint, a chance at this. What three-syllable word starting with C refers to a set of cast bells hung in a tower and played by a keyboard? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. This was a tricky one. The answer here, Carillon, spelled C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N. All right, on to the next question. This 10-letter word can mean exaggeration in writing in addition to its more common handicraft-related. All right, we have Jameson from Clarence.
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole, no. In addition to its more common handicraft-related definition, cross-stitch, cruel-stitch, and herringbone-stitch are all forms of what type of needlework? Cross-stitch, cruel-stitch, and herringbone-stitch are all forms of what type of needlework? All right. We have Frankie from Starpoint.
Sewing,
no. Alex from Medina.
Embroidery.
Embroidery is correct. 10 points there to Medina. And here's your bonus question for 20 possible points. Like so many pre-1700 pieces, it was nearly forgotten until the 20th century when it was published in a collection of works by its Nuremberg-born composer. It may have been composed for Johann Christoph Bach's wedding and has been used in many weddings thereafter. Name this tune, including the key, the greatest hit of German Baroque composer Johann Pachelbel. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Requiem in C major. Requiem in C major.
Requiem in C major. Good guess. Not correct. The answer, Canon in D. Canon in D. Canon in D. All right. Back to a buzzer question. Open for anyone. Name the U.S. Attorney General under President Wilson, and I'll accept just the last name here, who was best known for the early 1920 raids in which thousands of so-called anarchists and communists were jailed with no respect for their constitutional rights. Name the U.S. Attorney General under President Wilson. Once again, best known. All right, we have Aiden from Starpoint.
McCarthy,
no. Medina or Clarence, a chance at this. Best known for the early 1920 raids in which thousands of so-called anarchists and communists were jailed with no respect for their constitutional rights. Clarence or Medina, chance for Jameson from Clarence.
Kissinger,
no. All right, Alex from Medina.
Hoover,
nope. We are looking for A. Mitchell Palmer. So those points will go unawarded, and I'll move to the next question. All right, for 10 points, what U.S. state contains the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage Mountain Range? All right, Cole from Medina.
Oklahoma,
nope. All right, Frankie from Starpoint.
Missouri
is correct. 10 points there. To Starpoint and a chance at a bonus question. So this is just for you, Starpoint. Jeff Landry, a hardline Republican, is an attorney serving since 2024 as the 57th governor of what state? Once again, Jeff Landry, a hardline Republican, is an attorney serving since 2024 this year as the 57th governor of what state?
Tennessee,
nope. The answer, Louisiana. All right. On to our next buzzer question. Back open for anyone here for 10 points. The office of blank and blank is the executive branch organ responsible for consolidating expenditure proposals. We have Alex from Medina.
Office of Budget and Management.
That is correct. 10 points there to Medina and a shot at a bonus question. So here's your question for 20 possible points. Attacks by which specific insurgent group seeking to establish Sharia law in northern Nigeria killed 37 villagers. The group shot 17 people and then used a landmine to kill 20 more who were heading to a burial. Give you 10 seconds.
Boko Haram
is correct. Yes, 20 points there to Medina. And back to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points here, open to anyone. Three horizontal stripes of blue, white, and blue, and a sun with a human face in the center. We have Cole from Medina.
Argentina
is correct. 10 points there to Medina. And a bonus question. Here is your bonus question. Quote, I know nothing except the fact of my ignorance, end quote, was a tenet first proffered by which Greek philosopher? I'll give you 10 seconds.
Socrates.
Socrates is correct. 20 points there to Medina. And back to a buzzer question. This is the final buzzer question of round three. I will accept just the last name for this answer. He was a state legislator, governor, a U.S. representative, and U.S. senator before becoming vice president on the Whig ticket. His achievements include the Treaty of Wanghia. We have Alex from Medina.
Henry Clay.
Henry Clay, no. with the Jing Dynasty of China and the Webster-Ashburton Treaty, who was this man who, as president, regularly opposed the Whig platform, causing the resignation of most of his cabinet? He was a state legislator, governor, U.S. representative, and U.S. senator before becoming vice president on the Whig ticket. His achievements included the Treaty of Wanghaya with the Jing Dynasty of China and the Webster-Ashburton Treaty. Who was this man who, as president... Right, we have Zach from Starpoint.
John Tyler.
John Tyler is correct. And we will end the round with a bonus question for Starpoint for 20 possible points here. In chemistry, the blank of a solution is defined as the molar concentration divided by an equivalence factor. The blank of a solution. I will give you 10 seconds.
Molarity.
Molarity, no, is not correct. Normality was the answer to that one. Those points will go unawarded, and that will do it. That'll do it for round three. That concludes our final round here in the playoff match of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break. When we return, we will announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Cusimano's Pizzeria, weekday special. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all day long, get an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99. What a great deal.
That's right, an extra large 18-inch cheese pizza for only $15.99 at all locations, Lockport, Medina, and Brockport.
You will love their pizza, made with the freshest and finest ingredients every day. Cusimano's has real roast beef, plus so much more.
Check out CusimanosPizza.com or find them on Facebook. Delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
And we are back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, Comfort Plastics, and special thank you to Cornerstone Arena, Cusimano's Pizzeria, and Tony Martin Awards. I'm going to make this quick because we're sort of out of time here, but after three exciting rounds, we have our final scores. In third place tonight, Clarence with ends the night with 70, Starpoint 95. That means today's champion, Medina. Congratulations, you end the match with 240 points, and that means you will move on to the final, which is tomorrow versus Wilson. So it'll be Medina versus Wilson tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the final championship match. And again, they are playing for the Tony Martin Awards trophy and the $1,000 grand prize. Once again, tonight's score, Medina 240, Starpoint 95, Clarence 70. Tune in tomorrow to see Medina versus Wilson in the championship match. This is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.